That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. All right, I'm ready to go.
All right, guys, that was the voice of Jared Fried. He's 37 and single, and he has a new Netflix special coming out tomorrow called 37 and Single. And
right.
We are so thrilled to have him here. You guys who are Bachelor fans out there may know him from his screaming The Bachelor reviews. What is it officially called?
I call it the Bachelor Live Scream, and I yell at the TV from my studio apartment alone. It's relatable to anyone who watches on the couch and yells at the TV.
Mm-hmm.
They can watch the show with me. So, but thank you so much for having me on. This is such a pleasure to be with all you guys.
I love how you say couch. On the couch.
On the couch.
Yeah. Well, you guys are New Englanders for the most part.
Well,
I don't know about Naz.
It's a little complicated. Lauren and I are actually more
DC.
Tri-state area. So I live in New England, but we are from your area, and we have a 100-year-old bubby.
Really?
Yeah.
100-year-old...
100-year-old.
Do you bring that up to every guest or just the Jewish ones?
Just the Jewish ones.
Oh, okay.
Who just, talk about in yeah. their
when
special.
I was thinking yesterday, we gave her so much attention up until her 100th birthday, and now we're like, all right, you made it. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Right.
It's
over. It's like when you get to the Wordle streak of 100. You're like, is this even fun anymore? Just, you know, die already. It's over.
Yes,
we
exactly.
did it.
We made it.
You made
yeah.
all the landmark events of your life that you possibly
right.
can.
Yeah.
You have a great-grandchild, and you turned 100. You saw one of your grandkids get married. You're good. Lauren's like, yeah,
it.
But she hasn't seen a grandchild from me or a wedding
she
from
doesn't
me.
Care. She has
no, it doesn't
fine.
Matter. The first one's the only one that matters. That's
yes.
it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then I'm from Boca, so yeah. I consider
oh.
myself an honorary Jew. Baruch atah Adonai, you know.
You live down the street from my parents. My parents made the migration. They live in Boca.
Oh, yeah. So I'm in L.A. I'm like full Angelino. But
where are you? I'm in L.A. right now myself, too. We this is all pre-podcast conversation that we should have had.
We should have had it, but they
no,
didn't know how
great.
We know each other.
It's great. How? Where in L.A. are you right now?
I'm in West Hollywood. I'm trying to, you know, do as many podcasts as possible. Just like, you know, why I'm here is, you know, to sell my wares. I want people to go watch the special. It's on Netflix
yeah.
on August 15th, 37 and Single. And so you go to LA and you try and I'm the guy in the street corner on La Cienega. I'm wearing a sandwich board that says Netflix 37 and Single. That's me.
Oh, my God. Have you had any dates while you're in L.A.?
No dates. This is business.
Career,
I gotta,
business.
You know, I had a date with myself. I did 3 martinis by myself. I with my phone. That's who I hang out with. It's just me and my girlfriend, my phone.
I love it. Well, I just want to say I'm so proud of you just as like a bystander, because it's really fun when you see people who just put in the work, and like I've known of your existence for so long, and like to get a special on Netflix is like, that's like milestone, you know,
very
like,
much
what
appreciated.
How did that come together, and like, how are you feeling right now? But because you must, how does it feel before it comes out? Before the
yeah,
world
how nervous
it?
Are you?
It's every emotion. It's nervous, anxious, excited, validated. I appreciate that, Naz. It means a lot. Like it's like you know, there's not a lot of promotions in what we do. You know, like you know, there's no yeah. like. Oh, you get to be the, mm-hmm. you know, you're not the, now you're the manager of your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't
yeah.
happen that way.
Yeah.
So I've done stand-up every night for 13 years. So, and
wow.
I, while I was doing stand-up, I was always like looking for ways to be funny in front of people. And sometimes that opportunity comes through getting cast in a TV show and being, on SNL or whatever. And sometimes that opportunity comes through just like putting things out there to the grand internet. So that's how The Bachelor kind of came up, is that I love reality TV. I love, chirping, and ball busting and just like talking shit. And anytime I've watched every reality show, like I've watched a little bit of everything. And Naz, I know you were a producer, right?
Yeah.
On the show. So like, I know all, like, I just love reality TV, like, generally. Like, it could be a food show, it could be a dating show, it could be a, let's put all these former celebrities in a house. Like, I just watched everything. Yeah. And whenever I would watch with women I dated, I just was funnier.
This is my fucking arena. This is where I shine.
Right. I was like, oh, I'm like getting the attention I want. And so
we all just want the man to watch with us. And then if you're funny, that's an absolute bonus.
I think anything that Guy says about the show is usually funny. Like, I love it when Jared rants. Jared will watch an episode and in and out of the room. And then he'll just stand there and watch a scene. And he's like, this is stupid as fuck,
So she doesn't really like him. And it's like, tell me why. Tell me everything. Why do you think that?
We met on the show, but I love it when he calls it out.
Yeah. It's great to call out. And also, like, the land of love and relationships. This is, generally, like, female conversation that happens at a brunch table with, like, I don't have those conversations with my friends. And I'm also not, like, asked my opinion, no one gives a shit what a guy thinks about whatever relationship that is ending or beginning or whatever, just generally. So, like, in the Bachelor universe, I could always just kind of pop off on whatever was going on, and it was a little bit of a different angle of things. So so then I started yelling at the Bachelor, and that became my own show. And every Monday night, I tune in with the show and yell at the screen. And I've started dressing up as people. I've started doing things with green screen and TikTok. Like, it's kind of evolved in a certain way. But all the while doing stand up every night. Like, the one night a week I take off is Monday to do The Bachelor. People at the Comedy Cellar used to be like, "What are you doing? Why?" And I'm like, I don't know. It's fun.
You got to do it live. You got to do it timely. You can't just watch that shit on Hulu.
It doesn't make sense.
She wants to talk about her, Jared.
I know. I know how Ashley works. I know how it goes.
No, I don't. I want to know.
You know how Ashley works? That's so good.
I've been critical of Ashley in the past.
Oh, really?
And that's okay. We love that.
Wait, have you really?
Yeah, he didn't want. He was like, "Why are Ashley and Jared on the show? We do not want to watch them during Paradise."
During their like coming home to Paradise whole spiel.
Right.
Yes,
okay. I'm sorry, Ashley. That was.
Oh, you
maybe
mean when you
worst.
Went back on the show, Ash?
Yeah.
Got it.
Everyone thought it. It's okay.
Really? I haven't watched in so long.
Listen, I like you, Ashley. We met when we did a Hinge thing.
So you brought it up. I was going to say, how ironic is it that we met while doing a Hinge ad?
An ad for Hinge where I was and you and Jared were there. And
we were not together.
You weren't together. And it was like you were very much like in the zone of like, This it felt like you were still doing the bit, you were still doing the "I pine for you" bit, and I'm like, are there cameras on here? So like, I never doubted that you did like him, because no one doubted that, right? It wasn't like a camera thing, because I was like, I'm watching her do this. I'm like, and you were still like flirting with him.
But what was he like?
He was very, I would say Jared seems blissfully naive to everything.
Yeah, that's a great description.
Didn't seem like he didn't like you. It just felt like he was just like hanging and, this girl likes me.
I have been a huge fan of a good pillowcase for a while because I know that it can really affect your beauty, hair, not just the style, but breakage, and then also your skin. We don't want to pull at your skin. We want it to be smooth because we develop, I think there's just like a stat that we develop more wrinkles overnight than like anything else.
It's crazy that we've all kind of learned this. And thanks to Blissey, we're kind of remedying that overnight wrinkles on your face and also destroying your hair. It's very rough on your hair. So they have silk pillowcases, and there's a difference between satin and silk. So these are silk pillowcases.
Award-winning 100% mulberry silk pillowcases.
They're washable and hypoallergenic. So I know sometimes me for sure, when I go sleep anywhere in a hotel and I don't have my silk pillowcase, I'm puffy. And I think it's just from the fabric.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, you know, there's that. And then, you know, whatever's in the pillow whatever's at the hotel. The pillow, so Lauren is very specific,
about the kind of
pillow. And then her Blissey pillowcase over that. Lauren said washable, hypoallergenic. It's a great gift. Love it, because it's just like one of those luxury gifts. Like people mm-hmm. love giving, you know, moisturizers, lotions and stuff. But like this is actually more practical.
Your head is on a pillow for like 8 hours of your day. So yeah. You might as well invest in a good pillowcase.
I love my Blissey. I wake up, my hair is way less frizzy. It's cool. And I'm such a hot sleeper. Ugh, I'm so gross. So if you guys want a Blissey pillowcase, best silk pillowcases out there on the market from what I found. They have a ton of different prints and colors, and they make great gifts. There's an option for literally any kind of style and personality. Men, they can love them too. They have over 1.5 million raving fans, and you guys could be the next. You could try risk-free for 30 nights at blissey.com/get it. That is blissy.com/get it, and you'll get an additional 30% off. blissey.com/get it. Use the code get it to get an additional 30% off. Sleep cooler this summer with Blissey. There's plenty of summer left.
This is one of those podcasts that we have all so much to say and we're all very excited that we're just like never going to get like all the things that we want out there.
Yeah.
All right. So on your thing, I want to know what you think about me, because this bothers me and everybody else is going to bother, because it's going to bother a lot of people. On your show, you have your TV cords just out there hanging on the ceiling, on the wall.
And wait, like, which show is this? The Scream show or the special?
Okay, right. On the Scream show.
No, not
but like
the special
you have
looks
a
good.
TV
the
show.
Special, yeah, I was like, she's roasting the production of your special.
I was like, damn, Netflix really got to get it together.
I'm roasting the production. You didn't like just think like, oh, I should get some cord hiders.
This is every woman watches it. I get messages all the time. Yeah, I was so. Yeah, I've done the live Scream in different apartments over the years, and this apartment that I am doing it from, Ashley, you and my mom would get along well. My mom called me the other day. She goes, I see those cords and I cringe and I just think, what is he doing? He needs a woman in his life. How is he living this way?
This is like you need a woman because
the cords
like,
are
I'm pretty
amazing.
Sure every guy wouldn't care about cords. Jared, Jared would also have his cords hanging if it weren't for
the
me.
The fucking cord. I would die. My
so
type
weird.
A OCD would actually like, I'd go to the hospital.
It is.
That's what the
hospital.
Wired.
That's a hospital trip for me, for like my personality.
It's
day
so
one
funny.
I move in, the cords are in the wall, I've gotten the fucking adapter, Home Depot, like it's all already done.
My shit would be dangling for years.
The Ew. Way my mom and the way you guys are relating it to like a life thing.
It is
like,
a life
it
thing.
Is not it like to me
it
I'm
is.
Like
it's
we'll
serious.
Take care of the cords. You guys and my mom was like, I can't look at it. It drives me crazy.
Let me tell you something, Jared. First of all, I really believe how you do anything is how you do everything. Like I fully live that way. But because you brought up your mom, I quickly wanted to bring up something on your Instagram you posted that just had me cackling. Like this is exactly what Jared said, and I'm paraphrasing, but you're having an amazing day. You're feeling good. And you're like, let me call my parents and check in on them. And this is from someone that doesn't talk to their parents every day, because I know there's people like Ashley and Lauren talk to their parents every day. So you're having a great day. You call your parents and you're like, life's great. And they're like, have you been to the dentist yet? Can you afford rent? And I'm like, why the fuck did I call these people? I was like riding on a high and I was crying when you made that video.
It is. That happened after my dad pissed me off. And then I was like this. I'm like, I was having like a nice day. And then like, I'm like, and then I call my parents every day. And like, I'm like, why would I talk to these people? Like, why do I even interact with them? Like, I was like, why would I even elect to like be feel worse than I did 10 minutes ago?
And so but you do it daily.
Daily. And they ask questions and you're like there was a point. Okay, so I'll tell this story. My mom used to ask if I had a housekeeper every day. And I would go and like and there was a point where it's like, I just want to talk to you. I don't mm-hmm, want to. Mm-hmm. This conversation isn't the conversation. Like, we have 10 minutes on the phone. If five of it is you going, you need a housekeeper, how could you not? Because she doesn't trust me, again, with the wires on the TV. She has no trust that I can clean my own apartment, which, mm-hmm. let me just say, she's right.
She's right.
I cannot clean my own apartment. Okay.
Okay. Well, 37 so, and single is starting 30, to make a lot.
I did a photo shoot for the special. It's called 37 and Single. Yeah. And I had a guy come over and take pictures of my apartment. My brother's fiance was like, oh, my God, the detail in these pictures. And I'm like, yeah, that's how I live. That's my life. There's no, I didn't have a set designer.
Rappers.
Right. Like, there wasn't like a Hollywood set designer that came over and like put up things. Like, no, it's just my apartment. It looks 37 and single.
That's
so hilarious. So my mom for years calling me and she goes, do you have a cleaning person? Can you get a cleaning person, please? And I just wanted the conversation to end. And one day she goes, do you have a housekeeper? And she kept asking. I go, I have one. And she goes, yeah. I don't believe you. Immediately. Yeah. And I go, yeah. Well, that's it. I go, it's the end of the conversation. I have one every other Wednesday. And she goes, I don't, what's their name? And I go, Gloria. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I don't believe you. I go, well, Gloria comes every other Wednesday. And for 3 years, I kept up this lie that Gloria came
that
every other
That she didn't
Wednesday.
Even believe, so you didn't even need to do.
Didn't even believe, but it would end the conversation because, like, what else are you going to say right now?
Yeah. I guess
and
so.
And then my brother stayed with me, and my mom was like, did Gloria come? And my brother goes, there's no fucking housekeeper. And she goes, she was like, we didn't talk for a month. She was so mad at me.
She didn't talk for a month.
She was so
angry. She knew, though.
She knew, but she was like,
okay, so why didn't you
lie
just
to
get
me.
A housekeeper?
Why are
I get,
like,
you know, I do Handy the app, you know, the Handy app. Like, I'll have that every now and again. But, like, you know, our moms, like, our parents, this generational divide that we have right now is, like, crazier than ever because, mm-hmm. you know, you guys, we're all around similar ages, same generation. Like, you know, we operate in an efficient way. Like, we also understand the trade-offs of life. I don't think our parents' generation understand trade-offs at all. Like, everything was win-win-win. The economy was kept growing. Mm-hmm. We're the first generation that's going to do financially worse than our parents is. You know, like, these are all truths. So, like, I remember moving into New York City, and my mom, I go, I got an apartment. My mom goes, does it have a garage? Do you have a parking space? And
yeah,
I'm like, we don't live in the same reality.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have a butler. It doesn't have a parking space.
I don't
it
have
doesn't
a pool.
Have
a I don't have a fucking pool. My mom's like, every house in Florida has a pool. And she's like, how do you not have
Florida?
A garage? I'm like, this is LA. Like, people don't even have washer dryers in their
Jared, do you find that, like, as time goes on and our moms are in their 60s now, that, like, everything is repetition? Like, she just has to ask the same question every day.
I mean, absolutely. The housekeeper,
the housekeeper, it's like she gets, like, hung up on things or, like, forgets. And
or does
you
she
remind
ask,
her the whole
does
situation
she ask
again
if you
the
watch
next
the news a lot? My mom's like, you haven't been watching the news, have you?
Let me tell you,
40
that
deaths that's happened
right.
in the past.
They love the news. They love being in
Debbie
fear
Downers.
All the time.
In fear, yes.
My mom, she has this thing where she always says, she'll go, like, when I go to Boca to visit my parents, she goes, you bring mud into the house. And I'm like, I haven't seen mud in a decade. Like, I live in New York. You live in Boca. I don't live on a farm. I don't like go and feed the pigs. I don't know what mud you are. And she's like, the mud, it's everywhere. You bring the mud in. And I'm like, this is really funny that we're talking about this. Cause, like, so The special's called 37 and Single. It's on Netflix. It's about just, you know, you don't have to be single to enjoy the special. It's all about just that point in life. If you've ever been single, if you've ever been in your 30s, you're going to relate to a lot of the stuff. And there's a part about moms on and there's a part about The Bachelor. So if you're a Bachelor fan, there's a bit about The Bachelor. And then relating it to my life, which is relating it to the audience's life. And then there's a part about moms and the way they scream at you and the way that, like, especially mom, you know, of any background. And I talk about it. And now all the stuff I'm talking about on stage right now is about, I'm 38 now.
Oh, is shit. About, like, can I just let you know that you register as younger?
I'll take that. I appreciate it. Yeah, that means that I seem immature. My wires are out.
No. Everything.
No. He just wants to hear he looks younger. You're very mature.
Everything. I would be like, you're 30. I know that you're only 4 years younger, but I'd say like 34.
Oh, I'll take it.
Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. You guys know we freaking love Jenny Kane. Summer is here and their stuff is the perfect cozies to go over any summer outfit. It is just their timeless pieces, guys.
They're elevated versions of your everyday basics.
Yes, and they are perfect for when you go into a cold mall or you go into a cold restaurant because they blast the AC in the summer and then you roll over into fall with these sweaters. They're basics, okay? But I say sweaters because Lauren and I have the sweaters. What are the names of our sweaters?
The sweater jacket. It's a sweater jacket.
Okay, I love that. And then the Chloe cardigan. Oh, that's what I had, the Chloe cardigan, and I put it over them. There's the fisherman sweater. They're all so cute.
We're over fast fashion. We're into building a capsule wardrobe.
Lauren's really trying to
I really think this is great for everyone. Jenny Kane is like the place to start. I was helping my friend rebuild her wardrobe and I was just like, start at Jenny Kane and you're just going to feel really luxurious in all the items.
Mm-hmm. So we always get compliments in them, but we also have people come up to us and be like, is that Jenny Kane? Oh my
That's
God,
so
I love
true.
That. Does that happen
it's so
to you before?
True. Yes, it's almost like a little cult and I love to be a part of it.
Yeah, all right. So you guys can now get 15% off your first order. We love this. It's a staple piece. They're a little bit expensive. So the 15% off, you're going to feel so good with it. It is jennykane.com. And let me tell you how you spell this. J-E-N-N-I Kane, which is K-A-Y-N-E.com. JennyKane.com, and our listeners will get 15% off your first order when you use the code GET IT at checkout. 15% off your first order, JennyKane.com. Promo code GET IT. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
Now it's about 38 and like the relationship I have with my family. I'm doing that live on the road. It's a whole new hour that I'm doing on the road. And it's like, it's amazing to tell these stories with you guys. And like, you just see people who are like, they're like, oh my God, this is what am I'm living. And it's weird because we're in this weird space where it's like, you know, I'm 38 and I'm on my parents' cell phone plan. Like,
yeah.
I can't, you know, right? Yeah. And you go, this is a weird relationship we have. Like,
parents didn't have this kind
we're
of relationship.
We're still very tethered. No. Yeah.
Very tethered.
But it's nice, I think.
It is nice. There's a sweetness to it. There's also like a weirdness to it. And it's like, you know, like the idea of like when, again, like dating, like I care very much about what my family thinks of the people I date. Mm. Some people don't care at all. I envy those people. You know,
I don't
like
give a fuck.
Naz is like,
this makes me very nervous because like if I decide to have a kid, usually the mentality was, oh, you just got to raise them to 18. You get your life back. You are obviously not getting your fucking life back because all the 40-year-olds are still
on the plan.
I disagree.
I have so much to say. It's like I'm going to vomit it out. I think Jared, I think the reason why everyone listening right now needs to listen to Jared's special is because of something I feel extremely passionate about. And I say this all the time, and we don't have millennial voices. We don't have voices of our generation. We thought it was like Lena Dunham, and then I don't know where she went, but we don't. It's like everyone above us, all our parents had all this money. They literally had a home, had the white picket fence, had the job, had the car they wanted, had like literally 1 to 5. I know people with 6 kids in their family.
Yeah.
And we grew up thinking we're going to work hard and we're going to bust our ass and it's going to pay off. And everyone younger than us is rich as fuck, making 20 grand a post on TikTok. And we're the generation that got fucked.
We're the in-between one.
Everyone above us and below us is rich as hell. And we're the ones We are the last generation that
you're
literally
forgetting
had
about Gen X, no, which everybody forgets about Gen X, which is that they're like the forgotten generation.
When? Right. What year is that?
They're right
above
us. Above
us. Yeah. Well,
well
I
that's
talk
what
about
I'm saying. Above us, I said, but everyone well, above us, whether it's Gen X or baby boomers, but that's why you talk about like awkward dating encounters, you know, friends that have moved on to the next phase in their lives, like gender reveal parties, breakup singer special, and it's like all shit that we're living through. And it was so, it was proven so well when Ashley was like, you don't read as 38. And it's like, I don't think any of us, I don't think even right. when I'm 40, I'm going to read as 40 mm-hmm. because we're all like, what the fuck? When do our 30s actually begin? None of us are married.
It's arrested development. Like, right? We're all just like waiting. And, you know, millennials were very like, we're, you know, when we say millennials can't afford homes, like it's also a little bit our fault. Like we mm-hmm. also don't want to like, be stuck
live in Missouri.
Anywhere. Right. Live in Missouri and be stuck. Yeah, we'd have to live in yeah. Missouri. Oy.
Yeah.
But like, I.
Oy. Oy,
I. But like, even just be stuck. Like, we don't want to be like 30-year mortgage. Are you out of your fucking mind? Like, what if I want to go to Bali? You know, like, yeah. Yeah. And then we're saying that at 38. Yeah. Like, and it's weird because we also live between two worlds. Like, and I talk about this in the special, just like, I have friend. I'm very 37. I'm very 38, but I'm also at a bar talking to someone who's 27.
Yeah,
and yeah. trying to relate to them if you're single, and they're like, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck slaps means. Like, I don't want to. I can't say the word slaps without feeling like a loser.
Yeah. So do you really have a dating profile? I know you mentioned like Hinge in your special, but do you really have an actual like
Bumble.
Hinge profile?
I deleted Hinge. I deleted Bumble. I'm you know, like, again, I mean, talk about relatability. Who hasn't deleted and then re-downloaded on a Sunday night while like the least looking like you're ready to date? You're like, you're in your sweats. You're in like your mm-hmm. grossest stuff holding a sub. And then you're like, yeah, I'm ready to get back out there. You know, like it's, but I have a Raya profile that I, you know, because Raya is kind of like that. It's the party everyone wants to get into, but no one really dances at.
But is it anymore? I feel like it's like now they just let everyone. I got off apps like a year ago, but I feel like Raya is like no one talks to each other. And,
no one talks. No
and
one
they're
talks.
Just collecting $10 a month
exactly.
from everyone.
They're just saying like, guess who like, I matched
oh,
with on Raya.
Liked me. So-and-so liked me. Yeah, but anyways, right. in your special, you were saying that all you genuinely like to do is look at your phone, look at the TV, masturbate.
It was
you
the
know.
Best thing ever.
It was so fucking so hilarious.
Oh, you guys saw it already.
Yes.
Oh, they sent it to you guys. Thank you.
Yes. You saying that you wanted a girl to put on her profile that she likes to wake up and scroll was maybe my favorite part, but there was a lot of good
that's
parts.
That's what I want to see if that would be more successful on
right
on
I
the
think
apps.
It I think it would be more successful. I do think like when you're in your 30s you just want to be on date five mm-hmm. right away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like done with it. Like I'm done yeah. with like hi, nice to meet you. No, get in here, give me head tickles. And let's talk about people we hate.
I like arm tickles. You prefer a head scratch? I feel like guys do.
I like a head scratch. I like I like a head scratch. I like a back. I like. I guess that would be my love language is a mm-hmm. form of physical touch. But it's like, you know, I like a. Yeah, I just want to like hate on people while being. My head being scratched and that's it. Yeah,
that is literally amazing. I love that. That's everything. My fiance said that the reason like he basically proposed was because I'm the best at head scratches, so it goes a long way, girls.
Wow.
It goes a long way. And also here, you know, I always say to the person, I'm like I love a head scratch. I will never return the favor as much as you've given it to me.
Right. I always feel like right there now. Should be I always feel like there should be assigned days where it's like today's the me day. So you do everything Ooh. To me. You go down on me. I get the massage. I do everything because that's the worst. You have to roll over and you can't enjoy it as much.
You can't
you
enjoy
have to give
it.
Back. But if we have
now
a me
you
day,
romantic.
And then Thursday, and then Thursday's your day. You know, you're yes. you're
I like
receiving
it.
And I'm giving. I honestly feel like that would save everything.
But
Jared,
always be
I
the first to give though, because then you can fully enjoy whatever you're receiving.
I agree.
That's
Lauren.
I mean,
Lauren
story
would know.
Of my
she
life.
got engaged yeah. based on this. So listen to Lauren.
All right, we always joke about how Naz. doesn't use her caraway.
She loves it.
She just has it for looks, which is fine because it is very good looking cookware. And yes, I do love the way that they look. Mine are green, like an olivey tone. I love it. It is super pretty. And we love the organizers because you don't have to have that bang bang in your kitchen cabinet whenever you're getting something. They're all lined up.
I feel like an adult because I got the bakeware sets, so they
me
all
too.
Oh, okay. They all fit together really nicely, and they're all clean, and they're not like, I got this 400 years ago.
Oh yeah, because pretty much our mom has just taught us growing up to like keep your pots and pans like forever.
If they're black, yeah.
And okay, so yes, they're beautiful to look at, like I said. However, my favorite function about it is that it's non-toxic, chemical-free cookware, and you don't have to worry about like those coatings that make it non-stick, because they do have like non-stick tendencies, but they use these chemicals, but they don't use those toxic chemicals, okay? So I don't know how they figured it out, but that's what they did. Okay. It's nonstick, but it's not chemical nonstick.
Great.
So for a limited time, our audience is going to get 10% off site-wide the internet's favorite kitchen cookware. It's the perfect time for all your summer like gifting, because there's so many weddings. It's the perfect wedding gift. It's different, but it's not like boring cook. It's just not boring cookware. And they come in these gorgeous sets. So they're, again, bakeware and food storage. They have tea kettles also, and tea kettles are just like a nice little kitchen staple.
Okay, if you guys want to try Caraway, visit carawayhome.com/get it to get 10% off during their summer refresh event. Certain exclusions apply. That's carawayhome.com/get it, or use the code get it at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
When the three of us started this podcast like 5 years ago, before there even was Bachelor Podcast, Ashley and I were both single. And I think I got really comfortable in that, like being the single girl. Do you think subconsciously, because your branding is sort of 37 and single, do you think you feel really comfortable and subconsciously maybe you're not opening your, yes. Do you even want a relationship?
Consciously. I think what you're saying is so true. I think the difference, I think for, if I was to gender this in a certain way, I think like a lot of women become like the storyteller of their group when they're single. They have all the stories. They have all the, mm-hmm. you know, they're the Sex and the City, you know, character archetype. I think for men and for me, what I'm dealing with, because I go on dates with really wonderful people, and it's really hard for me to get to a second date, and it's my own thing. It's not the person as much as, and I say it on the special. I say I'm the problem. Like I have a lot of, you know, things in my head, as most everyone does, and I think like a lot of times, again, like I think being a single guy is kind of like retirement. Like I don't have to do anything. There's not mm-hmm. one person I have to worry about. Socially, like I don't have the judgment that women have. Like you guys, there's a whole different Pandora's box of insecurities that go that I don't envy at all. I'm not saying I'm not trying to compare issues. I'm just saying like I don't have to like go to like some dinner that or meet a friend, remember,
or like
a name.
The in-laws. Yeah, you don't have a shackle. Yeah. We live the same life. Yeah. No dog to come home to.
Nothing. Yeah.
No. Literally
and like
nothing.
Again,
I love it, by the way. I love it.
Well, I do love it, but then electing into a relationship is electing into like actual failures. You know, where, you know, again, like a relationship ends, you're the divorced loser. Like if as a guy, like, you know, like there's no, I'm done living in the land of like, oh, what could be that, you know, like I think you have to hit reality running. It's like, you know, the minute you get, you know, I have a younger brother who's engaged and I hear about the wedding planning and like, I love wedding planning stories. I think they're interesting. I think they're funny. But like, again, like, you know, a first date, you're all prospect, you know, like you're all like dreams mm-hmm. and I want to be this and I got to be that. And then in a relationship, you are this, you are mm-hmm. that, you know, children, all the things that can happen with that. Like there's just more, you know, like there's just more chances for failure, which is scary. And I
rejection is scary. Yeah, it's like rejection. Yeah. And you have to face all your shit because that person's like a mirror to you.
Oh my God! Like yeah. I talked about eating at night in the special. Like
I love that part. I want to get there.
It's like to have the eyes of someone you like and love look at you sadly because you're like I'm in the kitchen for my 17th slice of cheese because I was good today. You know, like that's a sad it's a sad admission, you know, like
or you could be like my mom and hide your midnight snacks under a blanket and they'll never know.
Hilarious. I love that.
That's my mom fucking literally puts a pint of ice cream under her blanket and just sneaks bites because my dad judges.
Yeah, my dad is the judger. He's like so anti-carb. She can't even start with ice cream because it's a problem. It's a problem. But I do want to talk about how Jared talks about drunk eating and late night eating. My Jared will have three desserts. That's his thing.
That's very bad.
How does he look the way he does? With
he
three
looks
desserts.
Great. He looks
amazing.
He barely eats, right? Right, Ash? Does Jared still not really eat, or does he
like
now?
Doesn't eat a lot during the day, but like sweets is his thing. Like dairy and sweets. Like he'll have like two ice cream cones and then go get like some Lindt truffles or something
like
that.
He's so not Jewish. This is like
I'm Jared. I would eat that much too.
Oh no, I'd be in the bathroom the rest of the night.
Oh no. But he is. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, that's like this thing that he like is not connecting. Like, he's like, I wonder why I poop three times a day. And it's like, maybe it's because it's always after an ice cream cone. But that's besides the point. I really want to talk about this.
Okay.
You have a late night, well, McDonald's. Okay, you have this whole bit about McDonald's. And did you really get in, like, you went through the drive-through, but as a human without a car, and then you were with a homeless lady, and both of you were like balking, like chicken sandwiches, egg McMuffins, Big Macs.
I want people to go watch it. It was a crazy
night. This is real,
totally real. Dallas, Texas. And I actually, so if you watch the special, you see the whole story. I went back to Dallas and told the story. So it's weird because you do these bits on the road and you work on the special. Like you do stand up in all the cities, and then things happen along the way in those cities that maybe I'll talk about this. Maybe I'll talk about that. That story, I left Dallas and I came back to New York and I started telling that story.
People
right away. It's working. Like all the beats are there. Like, 'cause it's a true story. Like there's not one thing in that story that's not true that didn't happen. And I'm legit, like, I get home and I start telling the story and it's working. So now I don't have to, like, I can do it on the road and I don't have to do it in New York anymore. So I didn't really tell it as much as maybe other jokes that I've told around. And then I go back to Dallas and I don't want to repeat the same jokes that I did in Dallas before. And I'm like, so I go back and listen. I'm like, oh my God, this has happened a year ago or 2 years ago when I was here. So I tell the story there and people are like looking at me like I'm fucking insane because they know the McDonald's. They know the homeless person.
No,
they know every.
God.
They're like, you went to that McDonald's.
No,
they
she like owns the McDonald's. It sounds like something in the movie Ghost, where it's like that's her McDonald's.
Right? I just love that McDonald's is a part of this.
It's like her train.
Oh, this is my train.
If McDonald's sends me anything, I'll be so mad because like, don't send me anything. I don't need it. Like they were like, what's that?
Yeah,
no merch. I don't
merch.
Want.
But what about sweatpants?
Merch?
What about McDonald's sweatpants?
I take some McDonald's sweatpants. Yeah. That'd be okay. But it's so funny when people like you tell a story and then people know it. They go. You shouldn't be walking at that time of night in that area. I'm
that
running
so
in the
funny.
Streets.
They're all of a sudden your mom.
Right. How could you? What are you doing? Yeah. It is a true story, and it's like it's a thing. Is like when you're a nighttime eater. It is such a addiction that like I can last night I'm staying at Soho House in West Hollywood. They Soho House, if you've ever stayed at one, they have a little tin where they put chocolate chip cookies and you wouldn't know it unless you knew it. And the minute I saw that tin I was at the Soho House in, cause I did shows in Europe. I was at the one in, Barcelona, and for whatever reason, I didn't know about that tin. I didn't know about it. And then Barcelona, I like see the tin and I open it and I'm like, two chocolate chip cookies. And I'm like, and literally I saw it during the day and I thought to myself, Jared, why did you see this?
That's You're definitely going to have to reserve it for your late night eating.
Right. So then I go. So then in Barcelona, every night I'd find that tin. They keep refilling it. I'm like, this is like the Keebler elves. I'm like, this is amazing. Yeah. I got to the one in West Hollywood. I am opening all the drawers and I see the tin. I go, please don't be in there. Please don't.
There's two different types of people in this world. And I think the four of us are one type. But there's people who literally don't care if there's free food. And there's people who cannot say no to free food. And that, I think, is us. Like, literally, I'm like, it tastes better when it's free. Like, I need it. But you sharing the McDonald's story made me want to ask you. I feel like there's different techniques that comedians use. Like, there's comedians that tell stories.
Yeah.
And you're like sort of a storyteller comedian and the stories are hilarious. And then there's people that, and I'm sure you're a hybrid, that like sit down and actually write jokes. Mm-hmm. What category would you say you're in? And like, what is your process of like crafting like a joke? What's your formula?
I write every day, but it's like, I'm writing like, sometimes you'll tell a joke and you're like, it's not the right time for it. You're like, it just doesn't fit anywhere. I just said this funny thing. Mm-hmm. I need to care about what I'm talking about. Some people, they can just joke, you know, one-liners, or like they can make up a story. Oh, I got a friend who hates this, and I said this. I need it to like have happened or to feel something about it. So like on the special I talk about, there was a woman named Darlene. I saw... Mm-hmm. I legit was drunk swiping and saw a woman named Darlene on a dating app. And I was like, no fucking way. And I just thought that was funny.
I could only think of Darlene from Roseanne. Okay. And all I saw was her.
Right. But I love Darlene from Roseanne. I was like, give Darlene a chance.
Right. But that's the thing. You get in your head, you have these things when you're dating, and I'm like, I have to like care about it. And then what I usually end up doing is I'll like put it in my phone and I'll like think on it. And if it comes back to me, I'll say it on stage. And I go up basically my process, I guess, if anyone would like to hear, I for stand up, I have to say it. I have to believe it. I have to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I have to care about it. And then I record every set and then I go back and listen, which is like the worst.
Oh my God.
I hate watching myself, but it's like, you can't get better if you don't fucking do it. And I hate it.
Better without that. And I watch it, listen to it, and I go and I rewrite it. And I try to take out the fat, like the parts that, you know, the extra words, the things no one laughed at. And then you go on again the next night and you try to remember it. Like,
that is so hard to have to listen to again and then also hear how many people laughed at it. Like, wow, way to hurt your own feelings.
Right. And you go and maybe you'll think, oh, that killed. Then you listen to it. You go like, oh, I guess that didn't kill. I'm fucking delusional. Yeah. And then you go,
these people suck.
Right. And then you go, you try it again and again. That's why stand up is such a slow process. Like, again, like it's why I like doing other things like The Bachelor and like, you know, doing my own like creative outlets, because stand up like, is kind of like a roast you got to keep in the oven. Like, you got to make sure it's right. And then when it's right, you got to like put it out and like present it. And that's what the special is. But at the same time, it's like, that's why stand-ups are kind of seen as kind of curmudgeons. Like, because people try to enter the stand-up world that don't go up every night. They just have an audience. And your audience is always going to be like, oh, I know them, so we're going to laugh at whatever they said, which is fine. Like, but then you get like, you know, it's just stand-ups are very like, I hope I'm not like this, but we're very like a little bit standoffish for that reason, I think, because it's just such a process and something we put a lot of our lives into. Like, I'm 37 and single, not just because I'm like, you know, whatever. It's, you know, it's also because I put a lot of care in my first
career, your first love.
Yeah, this does feel like my child a little bit. Like, you know, I tend to it every day, and I really want it to be good. So when I go on the road, like, I really, like, care about people not seeing the same jokes twice and seeing new bits and having a fun time. And when, you know, when a show sucks, I'm like, I can't sleep.
Our next partner is AG1, the Daily Foundational Nutritional Supplement that supports whole body health. I literally drink it every day.
I gave AG1 a try because it was just stocked with good stuff. Okay. 75 high quality vitamins, probiotics, and whole food source ingredients. It's basically like everything you need in one drink. And Hoda talks about it on the Today Show.
Well, Hoda talks about it.
She's obsessed with it. She's like, I woke up this morning, I have AG1. I don't know whether or not she works with them, but the woman talks about them all the time.
I do see it a lot with like health, not necessarily influencers, but just like health experts. I always see like
them, it's always them suggested. Making it. Yeah. Yes. So I drink my AG1 in the morning. Ideally before coffee, sometimes after coffee, but always before I eat. I really like it on ice. And lots of people like to do it before that they work out. It just makes you feel so energized. It's like your Energizer Bunny drink.
It improves digestion and also support for mental clarity and focus. So we all really need that. So if you're looking for a simpler, effective investment on your health, try AG1 and get 5 free AG1 travel packs and a free 1-year supply of vitamin D with your first purchase. That's incredible. Go to drinkag1.com/get it. That's drinkag1.com/get it. Check it out. Who's your favorite comedian of all time? And then I guess that's my question.
Huge Kevin James fan. He has a
special. Oh my God. I love Kevin James. He's so underrated.
Yeah.
So underrated. He has a special on, you can find it on YouTube called Sweat the Small Stuff. I've watched it like 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. The bits are like so 90s, but like they still work kind of. He's just like, I love that he's big and physical and fun. Mm-hmm. I try to be big and physical and fun. You know, and then like the, you know, Bill Burr is like a, I'm a big fan of his and I love like, and then I have friends that are like so incredibly funny. Like, you know, I want people to love stand up as much as I love watching my friends. Like Michelle Wolf is one of my closest friends. She did the White House Correspondents' Dinner a few years back. Mm-hmm. I opened for her on the road like 100 dates. And she's one of the best comedians alive. You know, Nimesh Patel, Michael Che. These are all like friends of mine that I started with and everyone's starting to like get success or have had success. And like, it's really cool. Like, and you know, I just want to be able to like keep doing it, you know, like you want to the special to make people find new people that want to go to a show and be fun.
Let me just say that if it's a sick day and it's rainy out and I have a moment of coziness on the couch, King of Queens is what I'm putting on.
Love King of Queens. And a lot of those, like, it's funny, in the early episodes, there are a lot of his bits that they're, like, doing in a sitcom. Like, which to me is so much fun because, like, I'm talking about my parents right now a lot on stage. And, like, you're like, oh, cool. Like, he's taken, you know, the bit about this and he's doing, you know, now the show's about it. And it's like, oh, it could have been a show. You know, like, it's, yeah, that show is so, he's so funny in it. Like
so
Deacon.
Funny, laugh out loud. Like sitcom, you're not usually laughing out loud, but you're like laughing. Yeah. I love it.
And it doesn't get credit. It doesn't.
Nope.
No, it definitely doesn't. But it is a classic and it's on all the time. Okay. So we talk a lot about food here and that's why I want to revisit the McDonald's bit. What is your go-to late night McDonald's or just fast food order?
Oh my God. I'm such a pig. Like I'm
hard
such,
hitting
like
questions
a...
here.
No, I love this. This is my wheelhouse. So I'm gonna get. So here's what I'm gonna do, and I am. Here's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, you're gonna put multiple places together.
Well, I'm not gonna put multiple. No, McDonald's specific. If the breakfast menu's still going, I'm gonna eat it.
Oh, so it's the best. It's my favorite of all of them. And Supreme. Did you not get pissed when they stopped the all day breakfast?
It's so annoying. It's all I talk about. I really like
bring back the snack wrap.
Bring back like I just want more dollar menu items, breakfast items. I like my family's motto is more and extra. Yeah. And so when I get on the McDonald's when I get on the Seamless app and the McDonald's app, whatever the app, I am like I want like just like a buffet of things. So it's like I want 10-piece McNugget,
a la
I
carte.
Want a la carte. 10 minutes of McNugget. I want like 1/4 pounder with cheese. I want like a breakfast sandwich. I want like the, you know, like they do the egg McMuffin. I want like I go through and then I get multiple orders of fries. There's got to be like I
love it.
Here's the problem, though. When you order from McDonald's on a Seamless,
yeah,
they have a weird selection. You can only get like meals, and like, so I end up waking up with like 7 Diet Cokes.
Yes.
Because like, you have to get the
I think this is a New York problem, because as the resident McDonald's connoisseur and expert here who loves McDonald's, I order McDonald's Postmates in LA all the time, and it's like perfection.
Is
and
it
if
a
you
late
get the McDonald's
thing?
App, yeah, like you can get it at like any time the McDonald's
I think
is
after
open.
A certain time where I live, it's only meals.
Oh, it's only certain
so
things.
It's yes. really easy yeah. for them to order.
It's just
perhaps.
Like a, you're getting a Big Mac, you're getting a Quarter Pounder, or you're getting nuggets in the meal,
right.
and that's
How late yeah, are we yeah. talking? I guess, well, I've never ordered anything after 11. How late are you guys?
Well, this is the ordering? Thing. I work at night. So, like, this yeah. is the right. the plight I'm in. Here's what happens. Generally, my rider is, like, I get Absolute Citron, which I started drinking because my mom was drinking flavored vodka on the rocks. So I was like, I'll drink with her during the pandemic. And then, so, I'm just drinking
Not
like
all
a Boca lady.
Yeah.
What's yep. that?
Not all heroes wear capes. Boca
thank you,
Del
thank
Vista.
You. So yeah. I'll have a Absolute Citron, and then I get and I have a nutritionist. This doesn't sound like I have a nutritionist, but
no,
not at all. Alex Turnoff.
I thought you didn't like
out.
Healthy people.
I don't, but I have to like fit in my
Jeff,
t-shirt.
But he needs to live.
He needs to stay alive to like continue doing.
I have to look at myself in pictures, Ashley. You know. Like,
do you have a big water bottle you take everywhere? Now?
No.
Yeah,
I do
how hydrated
not.
Are you?
I'm very. Not as
I'm
hydrated as you guys. You guys have like 7
hydration.
Water bottles.
Yeah.
So
Jared's like, Jesus Christ, I would never fucking go on a date with these ladies. They're like, let me see your pH levels.
Yeah. It's funny, I have a good friend who every time I like post a joke, he's like, and I'm like making fun of someone.
Yeah.
He's like, this is you. And I'm like, yeah. Everything I make fun of is something I have done or do. That's why I can make fun of it. I have a personal connection with everything I make fun of. Like I hope I'm not mean. Like Ashley, I've given you shit on The Bachelor and you know, I started watching after you were on the show. So I didn't have like a relationship with you like I have with some of the contestants that I've like yelled at on the screen.
Yeah.
And then I was giving shit to you and Jared for coming on Bachelor in Paradise, and
literally,
I was making fun
never
of that.
Offend. Nobody, I think, is ever offended by your humor because it isn't mean. It really isn't.
Yeah, I don't want to be mean ever, but I'm like, I'm watching you guys on the show, and I'm like, of course Ashley knows a producer on the show that got them to have a story arc on a 4-episode run. Of course. Like, and when I met
am in
you,
their good graces.
You are, but when I met you, I was like, the takeaway is that, like, Ashley is the business and Jared is just along for the ride. That was
Amen.
My
that's it.
That
that's
was
it.
My whole thing. And I don't say that because I hate. I'm like, that's what it is to me. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Ashley's gonna win, gonna get hers. And Jared is very lucky to have met Ashley, that she convinced him to like be with her, because
Jared,
he will never go without, because Ashley's gonna get.
Jared, my Jared said one time we were shopping at Walmart quite recently, and he goes, I'd like to work at Walmart, and then just go to like the bar on the
yes.
side of the road that you wonder,
his
does
dream,
anybody go
dream.
There?
Yes.
On the way home.
I felt that. That's why I kind of got along with Jared in a way. I'm like, I get this guy right away. I just remember that day very clearly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I joke about something, it's like, Because I see in Jared, I'm like, yeah, I would love for some woman to just fucking go, come on, we're going to go make money now.
My sister is cracking up right now. It's so true.
We
so
all true. Just ride Ashley's coattails.
Right.
I love it.
It's amazing.
That's so funny. I love it, too, because I think this is a perfect example of, like, people, like, comedians get to the truth of things, and I hate when people get offended. So, like, even right. Ashley, when you were like, it's not mean. It's like, but even if it was mean, it's
yeah.
fucking
even
allowed.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm so
yeah, yeah,
sick
yeah.
of people
totally.
Being like, it's fucking comedy. Like,
right. yeah. funny
can
beats
you just
mean
not?
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, if you're funnier yeah. than you are mean. So, I, on the other side of that, Naz, I don't like when comedians say everyone's offended. To me, that's someone who's lazy.
So
right,
like,
it's like you're just like being mean, and you're not making to work, like make it funny.
Right. You're not working on the jokes. You're not listening to yourself on stage. You're not rewriting. So like, it's funny. It's like everything's nuance. Everything's in the in between. Everything's like, you see it on Instagram, you know, Instagram versus reality type thing. And it's mm-hmm. like, you know, so when I make fun of things, like I am in every joke. Like it is like, mm-hmm. you know, the big water bottle. I know why people buy a big water bottle, because I buy things for the same exact reason. Sunday night, I have to lose 1,000 pounds by tomorrow. I understand that intimately.
Yeah. Yes. I have a couple questions for you, just to go back to what you were saying a couple minutes ago. Can you share a time where you really bombed?
Oh, my
and
God.
How that helped fuel you to sort of be where you're at today, 13 years of stand-up and now having your own Netflix special.
Bombing is different every night. There's a different type of bomb. There's different bombs. When you first start, you have no material. So, like, you bomb every night. Like, there's no, you know, there's nothing. And then but bombing is informative. The longer you're in it, you go, now I do, when I do a new joke, it's in the middle of all old jokes. So, like, mm-hmm. the old jokes are 100%ers. Mm-hmm. I'm walking in being like, well, what about this tweet? Like, I had a tweet the other day, and it fits into, like, my new stuff about, I was like, I have this memory of my dad pouring water on food at the restaurant so that we'd all stop eating.
Stop. I've never heard of that. That's doing amazing. That. Or people, salt all over it. Yeah.
Right. People do this.
People do it. Yeah.
People do this. And I just remember, like, the waitress coming over being like, what happened here? And, like, just the idea that, like, I have to, like, she's like wondering if there's a leak in the ceiling, and you're like, no, we just can't control ourselves. Like, it's like, so like, I was
such
trying
a good
to
joke.
I was trying to figure out how to say that on stage, you know? And
yeah.
So you start with like, hey, have you ever, you know, like, so like, and then, you know,
have you ever put water on?
Right. Are any of your parents fucking assholes? Yeah. You know, like, so
I love that.
So I started explaining it, and you're clunky at first. And sometimes you fall into it and it goes well. There's bombing, but that informs me, because I'm like, okay, you got to say this different. Like, maybe I saw people's eyes light up, but it didn't get them to laughter. Like, you're mm-hmm. trying to make a physical thing from people. Like, I'm trying to, like, get someone to do something without, like, a reflex. So, like,
yeah, tangent. So you're trying to make
weird.
Something.
Laughing is just weird in general, if you really want to think about
it. It's the coolest. Yeah. That's why Monsters, Inc. was so prolific to me, because I'm like, monsters collecting fucking screams to power their world. But then laughs. Like, I was like, who? I need to meet this man that was on fucking, like, LSD. That was just, like, laughing.
Yeah.
But, Jared, how do you, I guess, internalize, like, so some people struggle with rejection a lot, and being a stand-up comedian is the bravest, most courageous thing anyone can do,
agree.
I think. Literally overgoing the space.
Sure.
Overgoing to space, I think stand-up comedy is scarier. It's so vulnerable. How do you... Do you not let it get to you? Do you not care when you bomb? Do you feel sad when you go home?
No,
how do you
feel
like bounce
sad.
Back so quick?
You got to just... You have to get on stage as quick as possible again. I was given that advice. Like, if you bomb, like... go back on. And if it doesn't hurt, then it's not worth doing. You know, there's a little bit of like, I love doing stand up. I love figuring it out. And when you figure it out, when you kill, like I'm like, I can understand why, like, there's a lot of like drug and addiction in stand up, because you're like, I'm up here, you know, like you go, I gotta have a drink. I gotta stay out. Like I had the other night, I was at the Comedy Cellar, and it was they streamed it into movie theaters, the set. Like, it was like this new thing. It was very cool.
That's sick.
I flew to LA on last week, and then I flew back to New York on Saturday morning to do this show. Flew back to LA yesterday, Sunday, to be here for podcasts and stuff.
Ugh.
So that's how much I was like committed.
I know that life. Yeah.
Yeah. Brutal. So I'm like. Brutal. Delta comfy too, no Delta one, so I'm really hurting. Ashley just let out a sigh, a knowing sigh. So I was on stage, I'm last on this show, it's going into the theaters, there's a little bit of pressure, like I want to do well. The booker for the Comedy Cellar is someone I love, and his family to me, She's watching. And I'm like, okay, I got to do well. I go on stage and this woman, I'm watching the show from the back. And there's a woman in the crowd who is miserable. She's got her hand on her head, her head on her hand. She just looks mad. And she's like an older woman. And so I go on stage and I can't stop watching. She's not laughing at anything. But when you're sitting next to the stage, not laughing at anything, the crowd takes notice of you. They're like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe it isn't funny. Maybe I'm crazy. That, you know, that's why, like, you know, Lauren, you were saying, like, laughter's so crazy. Like, if there's a big laughter, a laugher in the room, if one person's a loud laugher, that encourages everyone else to laugh at their biggest.
True.
You
know, true.
Well, then you end up laughing at them laughing too.
Right. Yeah. And that makes the show more fun. Like, I believe
in all those
things.
Do comedians pay to just plant people like that? That's what I would fucking do. I would literally, if I found a good laugher on like public transport, I'd be like, can you come to my show?
That's like insider trading of comedians.
I would do that if I got to like stadium level, like if I was ever like Madison Square Garden,
like
I would
Fluffy.
Like, yeah, if I got Fluffy level, I would have a bus just called the Laughers.
Can I be one
bus
of your laughers?
Yeah, yes. That would be great.
I'd be like, laugh. Yeah.
Bring them in. Yeah. Just
they're
like
VIPs.
Right. I'd bring them in. I'd get them all like a couple drinks in and just bring in, you know, the sweet in the mix. You know, like I would do that. I think I would.
In LA, Jared, you would give them weed gummies and ketamine, not alcohol. And you get mad laughs.
So is it true that like being the last set when everyone's drunk is the worst, or is it?
It's
harder.
People are done with it. No matter how funny everybody has been. You're like, okay, I'm tired. I'm ready.
You want to go third. That's the best spot in the show.
Oh, third is the best spot.
Third's the hot spot.
This is insider baseball.
This is inside baseball. It host, first act, second or third. Host, first act, second-ish, third, you're batting cleanup. You should be hitting dingers. So
dingers.
Right. And you should be killing it. And so I go on stage, last. They're drunk. It's over, whatever. This woman hasn't laughed the whole time. So I go on stage, I do my first joke, and then I look at a woman in a crowd, I go, who was the big laugher, I go, you have a fantastic laugh. I love your laugh. I think you're unbelievable. And then I turn to the older woman, and I go, you could learn something from her.
Yes.
And when I said that, because everyone had been watching her be miserable the whole night, the crowd went fucking nuts. I knew we were all on the same page. Like, it's like... I'm getting chills thinking about it because you're like, it's a special thing.
You read the room so well. You were connected to your audience. Yeah.
How did
totally
you react?
Connected. I knew everybody's thought. When you can get everyone, how crazy is that? Everyone in a room, different backgrounds, different places. Everyone was like, that woman's fucking miserable. Yeah. And I said to her, and she gets mad. She goes, hold on. And I go, what? She goes, English is not my first language. I'm Polish.
Gosh.
The crowd fucking dies. I go, well, someone.
That's so much funnier.
It's so funny. And I go, well, someone tell the other comics not to kill themselves. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like,
I'm so proud of you.
Right.
You were aligned. You were riding the wave and you were in your fucking body. Because sometimes you can get nervous and be up here and be like, what's this person going to say? And when you're just in trust. It's you're in flow. Like you were in
flow.
You're
nailing it. You're nailing it because I felt like I was like floating. Like I was so I talked to her. We have the full video. I have it on YouTube. It's going to be on YouTube soon-ish.
Oh, amazing.
It's just 6 minutes of me talking to this Polish woman.
And
it's so funny because I'm asking if she has kids. And she's like, the kids? Yeah, I have kids. They're old. And she's like, not impressed with this conversation.
She was.
What? And I go, well, are you visiting them? She goes, no, we live in Long Island. I was like, I thought you were like this immigrant. Like and it's just this like, it was just a fun, like, amazing thing. And it's like, after that, like, I was like, I will never forget that night, that set, that feeling. And it is an amazing thing. So when it feels that good, it can feel that bad, too. You know, like, and sometimes it just doesn't work. And you're like, got to go back to the fucking drawing board. I'm a loser. And, you know, but there's no thought of giving up. There's a thought of, like, I think... You know, if you love it, you're like, well, where did I mess up? Like, if I look at the tapes, where was it that I could have gone differently? And listen, that's the other thing. That's why comedians get in trouble. People get mad at comedians because they think we don't care. They think we just want to be mean to be mean. And it's like, yeah, no, sometimes we make a mistake. Like, sometimes you take a right when you should have taken a left. I wish I had said it differently. It's a moment. But also, I'm going to get up tomorrow and do it again and hopefully better. Like, so I think people get mad at comedians because you're hearing, like, their opinion. Like, it's not scripted for them. And then they fuck up on stage. I think an onstage fuck up, it can happen. But, like, I don't think it's something to, like, look at someone differently by. But, like,
yeah.
So, I don't know. That's my long-winded thing.
Hardest job ever.
Jared, I know we have to.
Couldn't do it.
I know we have to wrap
it's just,
up.
It's just scary because, like, you know, people would rather die than be than public speak.
No, 100%.
You know? So it's like the biggest fear of all time is to stand up there, which is a deer thing.
Except I do think that going to space is scarier.
I think I don't. Too.
Because you could physically implode 100%.
I would go to space in a second. But I don't have a fear of flying or any of that stuff.
And
but
I would rather die than be ever on stage alone.
That's what I mean.
So
I'm a performer.
You're
telling
me
that
you would rather go to space than go on stage?
Oh, I'd rather go on stage.
Yes, I know you would.
Because I have anxiety about breathing. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So I know we have to wrap up, but there were a few points that I just want to like make a quick comment or just like rapid fire with you on. Yeah.
I do have a couple more questions.
Okay, are you on time crunch? Because Lauren and I can do.
I think I got nothing to do. You got me all day. We'll do a 24.
Oh gosh, don't tease us with a good time.
Girl, right. We're gonna have a late night meal at the McDonald's in Silver Lake with Jared.
Don't even.
I'm jealous. Wait, real quick then. In-N-Out or Shake Shack?
No good opinion. No, I'm from Boston. Opinion. I don't like Shake Shack.
Wahlburgers then?
Dunkin' or Starbucks?
Had a Wahlburger. Dunkin'? I don't know. Like
obviously you'd get fucking castrated if you didn't say Dunkin'.
Right. I have Shake Shack. Like to me is like Shake Shack's good. Like I don't know, but I've never really been to an In-N-Out actually. Now that I think about it.
Oh well, we're going to go today.
Yeah,
deal.
I'm a little jealous, but I definitely would rather go to Shake Shack with you in New York. all right, so text going green. I feel like I'm a bad businesswoman when it comes to doing business with people whose texts go green. There's sometimes where it's like, sorry, I didn't respond.
You're uncertain it's if because, it was delivered or not.
It's because I forgot to respond to your green text because it didn't come on my computer.
Like, I don't know if I'm texting the right person.
Yeah,
know,
it's like, is this a landline?
Here's the thing about text going green, and it's not something, it's more our problem than their problem. It does change your brain makeup. Like, have you ever had someone tell you to make your phone grayscale?
My phone's in red mode, like after 7. So that
what
I
is red
sleep.
Mode?
You can like make everything red because the blue light keeps you awake.
So this is the point. There's another thing called grayscale where you can make your phone black and white.
Black and white.
Yeah.
And it's the most off-putting thing because you're like So someone was like, I'm addicted to my phone. They were like, you should put it in grayscale because the colors make you want to look at it more. So I was like, okay, I'll try it. 5 minutes later, I'm like, nope, give me
so
back.
It worked though.
It worked, and I was like, give me back the dopamine. No.
Give me the casino
the slot machine.
The slot machine.
I was like,
what's your average? What is it?
12 hours. I'm in the 12.
Screen time.
Screen time.
Wow,
I'm
we can never
up.
Date. That's.
I'm bad. Well, I think that's single. I think single people's screen times are more than
are you
married
on TikTok?
People.
I disagree.
I'm on TikTok.
I'm on everything. I gotta fucking
that
make a living.
That adds at least 4 hours to your day.
It's tough. It's tough to get off of TikTok. Yeah. You're like, this is a problem. You're like, oh wow, they found, the heroin of social media.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I don't fuck with that shit. Wait, right. Can I ask my question? Because it kind of relates to TikTok in a way. Yeah. The question I wanted to ask you, because as you know, I'm not a comedian, but I'm a host. So I feel like there's a lot of similarities in like prep and stuff that you do. And I'm so interested. Do you feel like because you busted your ass for 13 years doing stand up before you got your special, how do you feel about people in younger generations sort of like popping off just on social media, getting specials right away? Like, how do you sort of reconcile with that? Or does it like not bother you at all?
Yeah, I have a thing I call fuck that guy mode. And I think it's within all of us. I think it's a normal human quality that we're not proud of is like someone tells you about someone and you're like, fuck that guy. You know, immediately it's just your immediate reaction. And I try to like accept that and then go, why am I saying that? And here's the thing. if someone pops off on social media, I'm always in the camp of like, good for you. You know, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to make a buck. It's hard to pop off at anything. I don't know. I hope you can make a career is my thing. And I don't say that. I'm not trying to say that to be like, hope you can make a career. Yeah. I'm not trying to be a dick, but you at a certain point, you have to go on the road as a stand up. You have to go and people, every stand up wants to sell tickets to their show. Your people are going to say to their friends, you got to see this guy. He yells at The Bachelor. He's hilarious. You have one person that brings the group chat. There's one person that looks at that car. When someone asks if I'm friends with someone in high school, you all had that high school. In high school, you had that car people that you went to the party with. And then when someone would be like, were you friends with them in high school? I'd be like, well, we'd go to the same party, but we went in different cars. So everyone has their car.
I love that analogy.
Right. So on the car, on the way to the show, they're like, I love this guy or woman or whoever they are. I love this comedian. You're going to love them too. And they're putting their reputation on the line. So if that comedian doesn't make that car ride home easy on that person, they're not coming back. It's over. You got your one show. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be a stand-up, and again, most people who pop off might not, but they might not want to be a stand-up comedian. This might be a bridge to another life that or goals that they're looking for. And I'm not here to judge that. So again, this is all like mental health talk that I do to myself. Like I'm here. People come to my shows 2-3 times. Like there's a reason for that. I'm putting out good stuff, and it's hard to put out good stuff. And I'm a stand-up first among all the other things that I do. So when someone leaves the show, my goal is like those friends better be following on Instagram and telling that friend, thank you for bringing us to this person. Like I get a lot of women. My audience is mainly female. Boyfriends come to my show and they're like, my boyfriend's a fan now too. I'm like, I did.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Job, mission accomplished type of thing. So, so like those people that like, you know, there's comics that are like getting views, but I don't know if views mean fans.
Right.
So I kind of like, I concentrate on what I can control. And I think like what I, like the new, like I, like right now the special comes out on the 15th on Netflix and you can watch it. I have a whole new hour. Like, and like, it's ready. So you come to a show, you're going to go, well, maybe
it's going to be different material than you're seeing on the FYI.
Different material than the special. I worked really hard since December taping the special. Did you watch the end?
Yeah.
Did you see the credits?
Your mom and dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like that or no?
Yes, I love that. I was like, I want to have the mom and dad around all the time.
Okay, so mom and dad is the next material.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's the next material, but they don't know that that happened. So I put.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. I'm sorry, guys. I don't think my parents are listeners every week of this podcast. So I'm going to tell you guys.
Maybe. Don't apologize.
But I put hidden cameras in the green room to tape my parents.
Okay. Incredible.
So they had no idea that I was taping them. And the whole plan was to get them yelling at me. And then it was going to be them yelling at me and then flash cut to I'm 37 and single.
Okay, perfect.
And we weren't sure if that would work. So we were like, let's just get to the jokes right away. I think it will distract. So we put it in the credits and it's a video of my parents. Like, and you saw like, that's our dynamic. Like my dad telling, you know, like in, you know, like I want all the material in the next special is about how we go to the beach together.
And so just, good.
Yeah. I love this because Sebastian Maniscalco is my favorite comedian and he does his bit with his dad. So I'm excited to see more from you and your parents. The last thing I'll say for Ashley, before Ashley ends this is that you have this, it's an observation. You have this uncanny ability as a man to sort of keep up with the ever changing subjects of one conversation in a female conversation. And I think that is why.
You're not overwhelmed by that.
That is why you thrive is your brain actually doesn't shut down. It's like your brain operates like a woman's brain. You're like, oh yeah, McDonald's. Okay. Yeah. And then you quickly came back to Darlene.
Television.
And I have never seen this quality in someone with a penis in a long time. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. I never heard that, but I think I didn't know that. I don't know. I just always I take
you can
interest
keep up and come back. Yeah.
Right. I take interest. So my podcast, when I started it, I'd get like a lot of emails from men and they just weren't interesting. They were like, I met a girl at a bar. How do I fuck? Like that was like every email. And I'm like, I don't even know how to do that. So like, I don't know what I'm talking about here. Like, so then women started writing in and they're just more thoughtful. There's more detail. There's more like stuff to laugh at. Like, I don't know. I appreciate
so
it. It wasn't my plan. Like I wasn't, and I think a lot of boyfriends come to my show and they think that I'm pandering, which I don't believe I am. I'm being myself. And then they see me and I'm like talking about like how I fucking want to masturbate on the couch alone. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh yeah, he's not really like making himself
same.
Right. Like, same. And they're like, I'm not exactly like making myself this prince, you know, like, so yes. So I think I appreciate that though. Thank you.
All right. Well, I want to know how you go from the beginning of the special talking about how you're scrolling through dating apps and you're like, nope, not good. She has this little small issue. She has this little small issue. She's not that hot, blah, blah, blah. And then you go out in public, you're talking about later in the episode, and you're like, there's not one girl that I wouldn't like have sex with here.
Right.
So like,
I love the ick part. If we want to go to that
the
question,
the ick
also,
is the best, but that's
so
a whole podcast.
Cause men cannot get the ick. I've talked every single man. I say, what's your ick? They go, oh, when a girl doesn't give me blowjobs. I'm like, that's not a fucking ick. You don't understand what it is.
It's not an ick. It's a character flaw, but it's not an ick.
Well, that's the thing. There's a difference between being on the apps and having to leave the house than being out. And, you know, would you hook up? Yeah. You know, is a different thing than would you go on a date? I don't know. I got plans this week. I got to go to the gym. You know, like. So I went around the country. So that bit about the ick, I did it. And there's a part in the bit that I don't, in the special, I'm not going to do crowd work on the special, but like, that's why I do the full bit. But on the road, I would do the beginning and then I would go, women of the crowd, does anyone have an ick? I would say, does anyone in the crowd have an ick? I would never say women. I would go, anyone in the crowd? And women kept yelling theirs out and they would add them to the bit. All those ones I say in the special are from shows I did on the road.
Really?
Amazing.
All of them. The woman in Buffalo, true. The woman in, you know, and now I've added more because I kept doing it while I was working on the new stuff. So I have like all these amazing icks that I still haven't done yet. And I'm like, I taped like an ick thing.
Yeah,
that
I was going to say,
later.
You have to do this. Yeah.
I have a whole thing. If you go to my Instagram, like all these women have been yelling icks to me. Like I have a bunch of clips of it. But then there would, every now and again, a guy would be like, I have an ick. And I would go ahead, and they would explain their ick, and then I would always come back to them and say, you wouldn't take a blowjob from a woman who ordered milk at dinner? And they would go, yeah, I'd take a blowjob. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Exactly. I don't
you
want
fucking
the man
hero.
To look at me.
But then like, again, was like, milk like on your breath?
I don't know. Ew.
Exactly.
I'll worry about
care,
that
Ashley,
later.
They don't care.
They.
I got wires out for my TV, Ashley. You think I give a fuck about milk on the prep?
All right, I'm sorry.
That
would be the perfect one. Lauren, it would, but we have one more thing that we haven't done in this episode that I think you'd be great at. And now then we're done. Okay.
And I don't get it.
Jared, you want to be an official co-host of the
app? Yeah, I know. I
think I'm in.
Perfect. I think you have to be here like every once a month for like
I'm
the mail. I don't get us. Okay,
I'll come back anytime.
All right, air travel, I don't get it.
True.
We always have one. Every time we go on a plane, we are always able to come up with a new one, like 6 years running. So what is your air travel? I don't get it.
Is this something I literally don't get or that I am annoyed with? Or I don't
annoyed
know.
With.
Annoyed with? Mm-hmm. Ooh. I mean, this is... I fly a lot, okay? I took three flights, New York cross-country flights this week, okay? Mm-hmm. I got upgraded to Delta Comfy every flight, not one.
Delta Comfy. Delta Comfy. Is that what it's called? It's called Delta Comfy.
Delta Comfort.
Comfort.
Comfort Plus or whatever it is.
I'm like, why would
I call it Delta Comfy?
They should call it Delta Comfy. That's so much more appealing.
So much more fun. Yeah. Instead, it's called middle class.
So second class.
Yeah. I have not gotten one Delta One upgrade. I fly every week. I need to know about the people ahead of me on the list. Yeah. I want to know. I want to know how much they make, where they've flown, who they are, what they're doing. I can't just have, because it says like the first three letters of their name on the list. I want to know. I, as a Delta Diamond Medallion member, I should get full dossiers on every single person that's ahead of me on that list. I just want to, and not, I want to know they're married. I want to know everything about them. And that's my reading material.
Was. Right. Yes.
And that's my reading material for the flight. I would read that. The flight, I'd be in Delta Comfy reading about these people the whole flight. I wouldn't need to take a nap. And I would actually feel better knowing, because I'm like, I don't know who flies more than me that anyone could ever be ahead of me on this list.
True. That's very good.
All right.
That's
thanks, Jared. That was awesome.
Thank you, guys.
It was so much fun. Please come
37
back.
37 and Single comes out on Netflix tomorrow.
This is so geared towards our audience. You guys do not want to miss it. This is literally tailored
for
you.
I'm so happy you guys watch it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Of
we love you. Where can everyone find you? And
Jared
all
Freed on Instagram. Jared Freed on Instagram. I'm Wizard of Haas on TikTok.
I'll be there.
So, and Freed is spelled F-R-I-E-D. Right?
No, F-R-E-I-D. I'm that one asshole. Yeah.
E before
so
I.
We're my family's all stupid, so I'm sure we misspelled our own name at some point in our lineage. Jared Freed on Instagram. If you type Jared, I come up. Yeah. But I want to just thank you guys so much. It's so nice of you to have me and to watch the special. It like means the most to me. So it really does. That's so cool.
Oh, well, no, seriously, we are honored. All right.
Amazing.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
I don't get it. Podcast.